in Ireland.
Thank you, Ben. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday, the 9th of April. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Atsira, South Atsira, Forties, Fisher, Shannon, Rockall, Bailey and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight, developing low moving rapidly northeastwards, expected 350 miles west of Shannon, 993, by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Atsira, South Atsira, northeast 40s. Southerly or southeasterly, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9, except in northeast 40s, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later, except in the Atsiras. Rain, then sleet, good, occasionally poor. Southwest 40s, Cromartie, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Southerly, 3 to 5, veering westerly, 4 to 6, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight, southeast, becoming cyclonic later, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Fisher and 4 in German Bight. Showers, rain or snow later, good, becoming moderate to very poor later. Humber, Thames, Dover. Southeast 3 to 5 at first in Humber, otherwise variable 2 to 4, becoming west or northwest 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally poor. White, Portland, Plymouth. Variable 3 or less, becoming northwest 4 to 6, veering east 3 or 4 later. Fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Biscay, southeast Fitzroy. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in southeast Fitzroy. Showers, fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Northwest Fitzroy, west Sole. Northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southerly 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later in West Sole. Showers, moderate or good. East Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, veering westerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain, then showers. Good, occasionally poor at first. Shannon, Rockall. West, backing south or southeast later, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5 for a time. Squally showers, rain later, moderate or poor. Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Faroes and southeast Iceland. Westerly or southwesterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Bailey and southeast Iceland and 4 elsewhere, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. On to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southwest 4, 5 miles, 1011, falling. Stornoway, southwest by south 4, slight drizzle, 13 miles, 1009, falling slowly. Lerwick, south 4, mist, 1700 metres, 1011, falling. Lucas, southwest by south, 1, 16 miles, 1014, falling. Bridlington, northwest, 3, 1017, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest, 2, 2 miles, 1018. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west, northwest, 3, 5 miles, 1019. Jersey, northwest by north, 2. Mist, 3 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by west, 3, 1020. Scilly Automatic, west, 2, 11 miles, 1021, falling. Valentia, southwest, 3, 5 miles, 1018, now rising. Ronald's Way, southwest by south, 3. Fog, 200 metres, 1016, falling. Malinhead, south, 3. Recent rain, 8 miles, 1013, falling. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Thursday, the 9th of April. The general situation, a cold front will move southeastwards across the United Kingdom during the course of Thursday. This will bring an interval of rain to most areas and introduce a colder west to northwesterly airflow with showers in the west and north. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. South, veering southwest, 3 to 5, veering west, 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, then showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, south or southwest, 3 to 5, veering west or southwest, 4 to 6. Occasional rain, then showers. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, south 2 to 4, veering west 4 to 6. Showers, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, south or southwest 2 or 3, veering west or northwest 4 to 6. Showers, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southerly or southwesterly 2 or 3, veering westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6. Occasional rain for a time, moderate or good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, variable 2 or less, becoming southwesterly 3 to 5, then veering northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain for a time, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, variable 3 or less, becoming northwest 4 to 6 for a time. Mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northwest 3 or 4, occasionally variable 2 at first, then increasing 4 to 6, veering east or southeast 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or southwest 2 to 4, veering west or northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less later. Occasional rain at first, showers later, good, occasionally poor at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southwest 3 to 5, veering west or northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less later. Occasional rain, then showers for a time, good, occasionally poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, southwest 3 to 5, veering west or northwest 4 to 6, decreasing 2 or 3 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, then showers, becoming fair later, good, occasionally poor at first. Isle of Man, southwest 4 or 5, veering west 5 to 7, backing southwest 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain or drizzle at first, with fog patches, then showers. Moderate or poor, occasionally very poor, becoming good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, southwest 3 or 4, veering west 5 to 7 for a time. Occasional rain, then showers, moderate or good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwesterly 3 or 4, veering westerly 5 to 7 for a time. Occasional rain or drizzle, then showers. Good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. Mull of Kintyre to Wardenhamurken Point. Southwest 3 to 5, veering west 5 to 7, backing southwest 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, then squally showers, moderate or good. Ardnamurken Point to Cape Wrath, south or southwest 4 to 6, veering west 5 to 7, backing southwest 3 to 5 later. Squally showers, moderate or good. Finally, Shetland Isles, south 4 to 6, veering southwest 3 or 4, then west or northwest 3 to 5 later. Rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. And that completes the shipping bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4. Now, prayer for the day with the Right Reverend David Walker, Bishop of Manchester.
Good morning. Newborn, she had held him to her breast. Weaned, she had watched him grow steadily to manhood. She'd enjoyed those next 3 decades, surrounded by her growing family, even after Joseph had died. Yet always she had remembered the words spoken by that old man in the temple, that a sword would pierce her own soul too. And now it had. The one she had embraced at his birth, Mary had embraced again, as his body was lowered gently from that cross on which he had been so cruelly executed. Just as she had cared for him in childhood, so too he had cared for her in her old age, commending her into the keeping of his beloved friend John, even as his breath was being dragged out of him on the tree. Yet, now, he was back again, something that old temple prophet had not foretold. The sword that had pierced her heart no longer pained her, any more than the marks of crucifixion seemed to be impairing him. And while soon she would see him on earth no longer, she would find her place among his followers, and live her remaining years to the full, until she could be forever united with her beloved son, in that kingdom he had spoken of so passionately. Lord Jesus Christ, you consoled your Mother Mary with your risen presence. May the recognition of your nearness be my consolation in times of sorrow and of loss, and may the knowledge of that place you have prepared for me spur me on to be your faithful servant here on earth, until I too am united with those I have loved and lost in your heavenly kingdom. Amen.